Oh, shit. I thought I was doing it because I'm.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, go ahead.
You want a funny intro? Oh, no, no, no. I don't cut things down.
Oh, fuck.
So, on today's episode, we are doing a this or that, which I am shamelessly stealing from. So, if you know it, great. If you don't, buckle up. So, this or that is a very, very simple premise. In this context, I'm going to say we have three different sci-fi TV shows, types of TV shows. So it's either going to be a Star Trek, Star Wars, or a Stargate.
Ooh.
And
I'm good for two of those.
Yeah. Yeah, no, nobody knows Stargate. So
I know Stargate. I used to watch Stargate Atlantis.
How well do you know it then? Okay, because
not great.
Well then,
so this will be interesting.
It will be. It'll be even worse than you imagine. So
that's the fun part.
Let me give you a link to the different series that are included in this. So for Star Trek, you have the original series, the animated series, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, Enterprise, Discovery, Picard, Lower Decks, Prodigy, and Strange New Worlds.
I am good with all of those.
For Star Wars, you have Droids, Ewoks, The Clone Wars, Rebels, Resistance, The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, The Bad Batch, Visions, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Andor, Tale of the Jedi, Young Jedi Adventures, and Ahsoka.
No Christmas special?
Okay.
These are TV shows, specifically.
The Christmas special was a TV show.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh. Well, yeah. It was on TV. I didn't know if it was... Oh, either way. Yeah. And then for Stargate, we have Stargate SG-1, Stargate Infinity, Stargate Atlantis, and Stargate Universe. So, the premise of this or that is I am going to tell you a title. I want you to name what franchise it's from, and if you'd like a bonus point, you can name the series that it's from.
Ooh, okay.
What prizes do we win?
Oh boy.
Love and affection.
What car model is that?
It's a goat. It's unfair and fortunate.
We each win a tiny baggie of Jay's beard trimmings.
Nail it.
Yeah,
subscribe
okay.
To his OnlyFans.
It's only beards.
Crispy, you want a car? Just like, all right, you win this 1972 Lada that's straight out of Russia. There you go.
You get my old Ford Focus. Please buy me a new car.
Jay, if I get you a car, I'm going to drive that shit like it's a rental.
I'm trying to drive that shit into the ground. It's not dying. It's offensive.
It's a Toyota. It's not... They're immortal, man. Like,
Ford Focus won't fucking die.
Oh, it's a Ford. Why did I say Toyota? I'm thinking of my car.
So what year is it?
Does it matter?
Kind of.
It's a Ford Focus. It's
they keep going.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Is it weird that, okay, of this list of shows that you've given me,
mm-hmm.
You know, I have been dubbed like the Uber Star Wars nerd, but is it weird that I have seen every single one of the Star Trek shows that you have on there, but I've only seen about 2/3 of the Star Wars shows?
No, it's not weird at all. That's very,
no. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
Are we ready to start it off?
Yes, let's do this. How do we decide who answers?
No. Everyone just declares your answers. So,
All right. The
title for this, it is Echoes. Which franchise and series has the title Echoes?
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars. I want to see if there's Star Wars or Star Trek.
It sounds like a very Star Wars thing.
Which series, for a bonus point?
Visions.
The one with Jason Momoa. I don't know.
Visions. Star Wars
Jason
Visions.
Jason Momoa.
Obviously, don't be cheating and like looking this stuff up.
Oh no, okay, that wouldn't even occur to me.
I've got the blinders on right now. I'm playing
okay. So everyone is going Star Wars and Visions,
which means it's going to be Star Trek.
Okay, everyone is wrong. It is Stargate Atlantis.
What the fuck?
Of course, I've never seen any Stargate, so you know, fuck me.
The only Stargate that I can remember is Stargate SG-1, and that's not great.
I saw the Stargate movie. Does that count?
Yeah.
The show is good. It's just my memory of it is not great. Mostly I remember C4 and Gods, the Goa'uld, and Teal'c, and that's about it.
C4 and Gods is Delta Green.
Are we ready for the next question?
All right. Let's lay it on us.
All right. All My Sins Remembered.
That's definitely a Star Trek title for an episode.
And definitely Star Trek. If it's not Star Trek, I'm going to be mildly annoyed.
Series?
I'm going to say that's Next Generation.
Original series.
It does sound like a Star Trek episode. No, I'm going to go Star Trek Picard.
Okay. All right, everyone's locked in the answers. Everyone is wrong. It's Stargate Atlantis.
God damn it.
Again? Are all the answers just secretly Stargate Atlantis?
No, don't worry.
He's just fucking with us to start. That's all it is. Because he knows one has watched Stargate.
I was thinking the same thing. Definitely all Stargate.
Which means the next one definitely won't be Stargate. Unless it's Stargate.
Unless. Stargate never leaves. Are we ready?
No.
Yes. Lay it on us.
How sharper than a serpent's tooth?
That is definitely Stargate.
I want to say Star Trek, but I don't want to be wrong. You know what? Screw it. Star Trek. Why not?
What's it called again?
How sharper than a serpent's tooth?
All right. I'm going to go Star Trek Animated Series.
Maze, would you like to give the series?
I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say Discovery?
Okay.
Maybe? Shrugs aggressively?
I want to see an aggressive shrug.
It can be done. It's difficult, but it can be done.
Halion is correct.
Hey! Yeah.
This is Star Trek, the original series. The animated series, sorry.
How did you get that?
Because I'm a giant nerd.
Right. You didn't watch Stargate. There. Like, come on.
No, I didn't watch Stargate, but you know, only the geeks watch Stargate. I'm a nerd.
All right. Are we ready for the next one?
Yes. Go for it. Mm-hmm.
The Face of Evil.
That's definitely a Star Trek episode.
Oh, that's Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah. I'll go Star Trek Next Generation.
It is, in fact, Stargate Infinity.
Oh, fuck me.
Are you serious?
You know what I'm getting it screwed up with? Skin of Evil.
Yep, Skin of Evil.
I did the same thing.
The Changeling Face of Evil.
How distinct.
This is a painful one. I know. This is why I had to show it to everyone.
Oh, no, this is good. This is good. This is. We're all slowly losing our nerd cards.
I'm not much of a Stargate nerd or like a Star Trek nerd. I'm slowly trying to do that with the Next Generation, but we'll get to later.
Yeah. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
In the Name of Honor.
Oh, that's definitely a Star Trek episode.
I'm going to say Star Wars Clone Wars.
I'm going to say the exact same thing. Yeah. Star Wars, the Clone Wars. That sounds like one of the good episodes. Yeah, that
sounds episodes. Like a Clone Wars episode.
Unfortunately, everyone just got 1 point.
It is hey!
Star Wars, the Book of Boba Fett.
Really?
Okay. I was going to say Stargate again. I'm going to be pissed.
You all got a point.
Hey. That gives me 3.
Yes. Halion is still in the lead.
Oh,
barely.
I want to see that score updated that you're keeping there.
What? I thought I did. Oh, whoops, sorry. I forgot to give you a bump.
There you go.
Someone else can do that if they want. I'm just...
No, are you kidding me? I've had far too much to drink.
To add numbers?
Mm.
So, now we have Daedalus.
That is definitely Stargate. I want to say that's SG-1.
No, this is to remember. This is the title of an episode.
Oh.
I'm going to go Star Trek.
Series.
Daedalus. Enterprise.
That's definitely Star Trek. Or Stargate.
Maze.
I didn't hear the Daedalus. Prompt.
The title is Daedalus. Daedalus.
It's a from the Greek.
Yes, yes. I want to say Star Trek original series. Or am I confusing that with V'ger? Yeah, we'll find out.
Okay. Halion is correct. It is Star Trek Enterprise.
Motherfucker.
There is a Daedalus ship in Stargate, but it has never been the title of an episode.
Huh.
Nice.
Halion, did you know that one, or did you...
I did.
Oh, you did. Nice.
I've watched all of these shows.
Oh, okay. Except for Stargate.
Yes, I have not watched Stargate. No, but like all the Star Trek shows you have there, I have watched all of them, every episode.
I'm surprised that you've memorized the titles, because that's the first thing that leaves not my as mind.
Much, it's not as much memorizing the title as memorizing things that happened.
Okay.
And I do remember there's an episode of Enterprise where they find like this ship that's been lost. It's like this ancient Earth ship that was lost somewhere out in space, and they find it and they're downloading the logs from it. And, you know, they're seeing the last logs of this person that lived on it and died on it. And I'm pretty sure that's episode.
All right. Because
Daedalus exactly sounds like something NASA would have sent out.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So, next is Ghost in the Machine.
Oh, that is definitely a Star Trek episode.
Yep, that's definitely Star Trek.
Series. That's next always the killer. Okay, TNG.
I'm just going to guess randomly and say... not original series. SG-9. Whatever. Okay. Just randomly guess one. Yeah. I don't know.
Star Alien. Trek... I'm going to go Voyager.
Okay. So everyone has gotten 1 point. It is Star Trek Prodigy.
Oh, okay. Yep. That's right. Yeah. I remember that episode now.
There is also Stargate SG-1.
Yeah, but nobody cares about Stargate. We're just all if it's Stargate, we're just all going to be wrong. Stargate's going to be like our great black hole.
Yeah, that's going to be the dump.
Exited from the universe.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Well, this one I think will actually I have a good feeling on this one.
Oh yeah.
Redemption Part 2.
I keep wanting to say Star Trek, but I feel I'm going to go Star Wars this time.
Yeah. Star Wars, Clone Wars, I want to say. Maybe? No, I'm not so sure.
I'm gonna go with you, Maze. I think it's Star Wars Clone Wars.
I'm going to say it's Bad Batch.
I want to... either Clone Wars or Bad Batch. Although I haven't seen all of Bad Batch. That might be a bad idea. Eh.
So, unfortunately, no one has gotten it. It is Stargate SG-1.
See, there you go. There you go! We're just always wrong. But if it's Stargate, we all lose. It's Stargate's the great equalizer.
There is a failure. Yes. There is a different, like, a better, worse problem, which is Star Trek has an episode called Redemption 2.
Why? Roman
numeral 2.
Why?
Okay.
Because it's J.
God.
This one isn't me, remember. I have just shamelessly stolen this.
No, this is fun. I love this.
Yeah.
The worst nerd cred. Stargate nerd cred.
Oh, the highest of nerd creds.
No, the worst nerd cred would be Babylon 5 nerd cred, which Maestro has that.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Yeah. I know that there are Cylons. That's about it.
No, that's Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm extra wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are into that. Yeah. All right, next one.
Okay, next one.
I should watch Babylon 5.
Is Tabula Rasa.
Oh, that is absolutely a Next Generation episode.
Tabula Rasa. T-A-B-U-L-A.
Does it have a dollar sign for in Rasa?
No, it does not.
Yeah.
No, it's in a book series.
I'm gonna follow
it,
up Chris.
It means clean slate.
Yes.
I know what it means.
A lot of sci-fi shows have it where, like, someone has a memory wipe and then they go, haha.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up Crispy with Stargate Next Generation.
I mean, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
No. Next Generation is Star Trek.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's right. What I'm... I've drank a lot, okay?
But you still remember these titles. You know where Daedalus came from.
They are hard-burned into his memory. They cannot come out anymore. They're there. There's no getting them out.
Alien, I don't think you've guessed.
I have not. I'm stuck. I'm gonna go and I know I'm wrong, but I'm gonna go Star Wars, and I'm gonna go Tales of the Jedi.
Everyone is wrong. Stargate Atlantis.
Well, oh my there you god. Go. There you go. I should just, every time I don't even have an inkling, I should just guess Stargate. That's my new strategy. Just FYI.
Just it.
Yeah.
You're enjoying this, aren't you, Jay?
I am. Because here's the thing. Your level of struggling, I have gone through as well. This is now catharsis for me personally. Because we sat, Mrs. Jay and I sat there watching this, and I'm like, oh, man. I know the sci-fi series. I got this. Fuck, it's Stargate. I didn't watch Stargate either. Fuck.
I don't think anyone watched Stargate. I think they just kept making them.
I watched Stargate SG-1. I've seen those reruns.
They need a sci-fi show to fill the day slot, all right?
I mean, you're not wrong, but... it's not as bad as everybody remembers.
No, I'm just giving shit. I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
The final title from the first part, Metamorphosis.
That is absolutely a Star Trek Voyager episode.
Star Trek Voyager.
You know what? Sure, I'm going to follow the crowd.
Star Trek Voyager. That's Star Trek. That's Threshold. God damn
it. Okay, don't make me second guess myself, damn it.
No, I. We're all going to be wrong on this one.
When Halen is second guessing himself, you know you chose wrong.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Y'all got to make a guess.
No, I think it's. I said Voyager, but I think it's Next Generation, actually.
Maze.
Star Trek Voyager, sure. I'll stick with the original meme. Why not?
Everyone is 1 point right. So this is in all three franchises. It is in Star Trek the original series, Stargate SG-1, and Star Wars The Bad Batch.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
We could have had completely different answers and be perfectly fine.
Yep.
That's funny.
You get minimum points.
Okay.
So we are now beginning part two.
All right. What is part two?
So, as you may have noticed, there are a lot of repeats, or may have guessed. I'm going to give you a title, and I want you to guess the franchise that it is not in.
Oh.
So if I guess.
We're doing it in reverse.
Yes, it's now reverse. So, for example, previously I mentioned Ghost in the Machine is in Star Trek Prodigy and in Stargate SG-1. So the correct answer would be Star Wars.
Star Wars. Okay. Yes. So we don't have to name it. We just named the franchise.
Yes.
Okay.
Should be slightly easier, hopefully.
Well, we got a 33.333% chance.
Yeah. Anyway, we're starting off with Inquisition.
That's definitely, that's definitely not in Stargate. I definitely know it's in Star Wars.
It is the title of an episode.
I'll go Stargate. Why not?
Star Wars.
Star War.
Crispy, are you also guessing Star War, or would you?
No, I'm guessing it's Stargate. It's not in.
Okay. Halion is correct. It is in Inquisition isn't in Star Wars.
Are you kidding me? They have Inquisitors and shit. It's
They've not had an episode title Inquisitor.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Sorry,
Inquisition. You did. You got the answer right, you son of a bitch.
For the record, It is in Star Trek DS9 and in Stargate Atlantis.
But nobody cares about Stargate. You don't even have to tell us if it's in Stargate. Nobody cares.
Ouch.
I can't wait to put out our Nobody Cares About Stargate merch.
I would buy that.
I'd buy that t-shirt.
Yeah. So you just
have to walk with it and it'd be funny.
So the shirt is that big portal thing, but with a cross through it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Or it's like the cancel symbol, but the circle of it is the Stargate ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And the back of the shirt is like the yearly ending of the Nielsen ratings for each episode.
Oh no.
I like the idea. It's like a Stargate patch, but it's just like the wording on it just says nobody cares about Stargate. That's the only thing that's changed.
Yeah. We're gonna get like email.
We're gonna get so much hate from one guy in Alberta.
Yeah. We get pinged 5 times Friday morning.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Why did Spora message the podcast so many times?
Well, he's probably going to message you about Babylon 5, Haley.
No, he's going to send shit because that's what he does.
No, Maestro is the Babylon 5, like, you know, uber nerd.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's keep this rolling.
The next one, Point of No Return.
I know that's in Star Wars. Whoa. I know that for a 75% fact.
So we have a 50-50.
I'm going to say that it's not in Stargate.
I agree. Stargate.
Maze.
Stargate.
Everyone is wrong.
Right.
It doesn't exist in Star Trek.
Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. That is the one I immediately expected it to be in.
It is in Stargate SG-1 and Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Yeah, I knew it was in Clone Wars. Yeah.
Damn the it. Next one is Common Ground.
Star Wars. It's not in
Stargate.
I'll take Stargate. That makes sense.
I am sorry, everyone is wrong. It is Star Trek.
Why?
Dang it! I second guessed myself. Damn it!
That sounds like such a Next Generation episode, does it not?
It does.
So it is in Star Wars: The Bad Batch, and Stargate Atlantis.
Mm-hmm. But again, nobody's watched Stargate, so who cares?
It's a Stargate.
Stargate.
Like, I would be killing this if we just eliminated the Stargate questions, right?
Yeah, you would.
Stargate.
Visceral hate towards Stargate now. Everything.
I don't even need to do it. I don't like Stargate. I like the fact that it's like...
Yeah, I never even thought about Stargate until now, and you're right. Now I'm like Stargate.
Stargate is a perfect illustration of how we can easily shoot aliens with submachine guns and win a fight. Like I enjoy that part of it, but I don't watch Stargate.
Yeah.
All right. Next one.
The next one is The Enemy Within.
That is definitely. Oh fuck. Definitely it's Star Trek. I know for a fact that is a Star Trek thing.
Definitely.
I'm going to say that's Star Wars. Or no, Stargate.
Yeah, I'll go Stargate.
Same. I'll go Stargate. Watch.
Everyone is wrong. It is Star
Wars. It's Star Wars, isn't it?
What?
Yes.
Of course it is. Right.
It is.
Look, here's the secret, guys. Let's just all keep guessing Stargate. Eventually we'll all get right.
Stargate.
So, The Enemy Within is a Star Trek The Original Series. It is also a Stargate SG-1. So, the final question. The final title is Conspiracy.
I'm
going to say it's not in Star Trek because that's too not flowery enough.
Fuck it, Stargate.
Yeah, I'll go Stargate. Just for the meme.
Alien and Maze have it. It is, in fact, not in Stargate.
Oh my god.
Finally.
The bet paid off.
What bet?
So look, if you just keep betting black, eventually you'll hit.
Eventually. I mean,
you might be bankrupt by then, but you will hit.
So, Conspiracy. conspiracy is in Star Wars, The Clone Wars, and Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Yep.
And that,
yeah, that sounds about right.
That has been This or That. I hope everyone had fun.
Oh, that was
fun.
I great. Like I am embarrassed that I did not remember more.
You picking Star Trek or Stargate fucked all of us because we're just like, I don't know what the hell.
But see, here's the thing. No one has watched Droids or Ewoks. No one has watched
I feel those. Like you have. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, even I haven't watched that. And I haven't watched Resistance, which, you know.
Oh, that show. That.
But I've watched all the Star Trek shows. All of them.
I've watched all the Star Trek shows. I'm a Star Trek lore nerd.
I'm not a lore nerd. I'm just a hardcore Trekkie.
What's the difference?
Including Prodigy.
Yes. Okay, I fucking love Prodigy. We're getting season 2 of Prodigy. Yes.
I'll be honest. Every time you say Star Trek Prodigy, I'm just thinking of the music video for Firestarter, and it's just like him in the transporter just doing that.
Look, and if you've never watched Lower Decks and you are even tangentially familiar with Star Trek, it is amazing. Because in Lower Decks, they both incredibly make fun of everything in the franchise, including its fans, while also playing extremely, like, religious level, like, homage to everything. Like, it's just, like, just, it loves it and while making fun of it.
The best comedy, then.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it recognizes its source material while also saying, ha, that's pretty stupid, but I like
it. Yes, that's exactly.
Maybe I need to watch Lower Decks.
Yep. And Visions is amazing. Star Wars Visions is beautiful. The first episode of the first season of Star Wars Visions is some of the best Star Wars stuff I've ever seen in my life. And Jay, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but I think you in particular would like that one.
Probably. I am interested in watching it. So yep. That is somewhere on my to-do.
Yeah, but same. I've heard good things about Visions. It's the things I've seen about it are really good.
The thing is, I'm willing to dig through trash episodes in order to get the interesting thing.
Yes.
That sounds like what it's doing. And I
exactly. There's some that you're like, okay, that's a thing I've watched. But then there's some that like, holy shit, that was amazing.
And just like Love, Death, and Robots. I love that series.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Have you not watched it?
Nope.
It's worth watching.
Look, you would be aghast at the shit I've never watched. Okay? Aghast. Right?
Have you seen Heavy Metal? The movie Heavy Metal?
Of course I've seen Heavy Metal. Heavy Metal 2000. Like, of course.
Robots.
Okay. But like, yeah, I've never watched that. Here's another, like, it's not like nerdy or anything. I've never watched The Sopranos.
Oh, I haven't either. That's
like, lots neither. Of people have liked that. I've never watched Breaking Bad.
Me neither.
Either.
I'm probably not missing anything from it either.
Like, I feel like all these things that everyone has watched are like these touchstones of pop culture. There are many things that I am missing.
Kind of.
You can't watch everything. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, yep. That's the real thing, which is, well, of course, if you didn't do anything other than watching TV and like having opinions on it. Yeah. But like, I accept the fact you got to pick and choose your battles. You got to pick and choose what you're interested in. And just declaring, you know what, I'm only going to watch. Like, if someone comes along and is way into Stargate, hell yeah. More power to them.
I mean, they're wrong, but fine. Look, in Star Trek, though, you know, everyone knows the original series. There's a lot of campy shit in there, but it's still good storytelling. Animated series is fun. Next Generation, again, you can take probably about 30% of the episodes and thross them out, but it's still good, good shit. I love DS9. I know it gets a lot of shit, but I loved Voyager. Enterprise had a rough start. They kind of found their way, and then they got canceled. Discovery, I know it has a lot of warts. I know a lot of people hate a lot of the shit that they did with it, but it's fucking fun. And matter of fact, I just started the first episode of season 5, the final season, just this weekend. Picard, season 1, a lot of fun. Not great, but good. Season 2, don't even have to watch it. It fucking sucks. Season 3. Season 3 is like mainlining fan service. Like, if you love Star Trek and you love The Next Generation, it's just like everything you ever wanted to see, 30 years after that show ended. It's just like, yes, give it to me. Oh, yes, more. I want to OD on this shit. Lower Decks, well, again.
Antinol instead.
Like, Lower Decks is just, like I said, if you're any kind of a Trekkie of any kind, it's fun, it's funny, it's quick. It's a little 30-minute episode, so they make fun of it while loving it. Prodigy is a lot of fun. Prodigy is really, it's a kid's show, but it's not like little kid's show. But it really gets down at the core of what Star Trek is about. It's about the ethos of Roddenberry's vision of like a better a future where everyone is trying to be better, is trying to do the right thing. And that's very much what that is about.
I do like children's shows when they're good.
Like, yes, it is very well done. And if you're any kind of a Star Trek fan, the fact that Kate Mulgrew comes back to be hologram Janeway, and then, at the end of season one, comes back as Vice Admiral Janeway, and we also get Chakotay, and
he wasn't doing much since Night of the Comet, let's be honest.
I originally saw that, and I couldn't tell if she was phoning it in, or if it was a, like, no, I want to be a part of this because it's so good.
Oh, no, she fully comes in. I mean,
let's be honest, Patrick Stewart doesn't actually care about Star Trek.
No, he does not. You just need to see the Paramount commercial they did for the Super Bowl to know that.
Yeah. Which I
stop ruining my fantasies.
I don't know if Kate Molyneux cares about
Mulgrew. Star Trek. I think she does. At least she cares about that character.
Okay.
She seems to really care about the character. And I'll be honest with you, Captain Janeway is probably my favorite captain.
Really?
Yeah. Really? I mean, I like Picard. I have problems with Sisko. But I like Janeway. I always like Janeway. But Strange New Worlds is just fucking great. If you like Trek, but you don't like New Trek, because you feel like it's lost its way from what Trek was, that's Strange New Worlds. It's modern, it's new, it's different, but like they do fun episodes. They do interesting episodes. But at the core of it, it feels like old Trek, right? To me, at least, anyway. That's Strange New Worlds for me.
I'll be honest. You said new Star Trek, and I thought of New Metal, and then I thought of Fred Durst, and I'm just thinking of him as the captain in Strange New Worlds, and it's spelled like New Metal.
Oh, did you say Fred Durst?
Yeah.
Oh, you're shooting like Limp Bizkit does the intro song?
Oh my god.
Just screaming.
I watched that so bad.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, no. I know what it is. A new Trek and U Trek would have to be a Klingon show.
And yeah, that would be very interesting. I would watch that. Like, there was talk before Voyager, when they were talking about doing Deep Space Nine and Voyager, there was talk before Voyager came out of doing a show about the Maquis, which were the freedom fighters / terrorists, like following them, like showing it from the opposite side. This, you know, this little ragtag group that's actually fighting against the Federation. Mm-hmm. But they decided they didn't think that enough people would, you know, glam onto that. Plus, I think there was enough Trekkie fans out there that was like, we don't want the Federation to be the bad guy. Like, are we the baddie now?
That's a fair complaint, I think.
Yeah.
But
if you're gonna do a Klingon show, just do Car Talk with Martok. That is too much of a meme to not do that. That'd be hilarious.
I don't know that meme.
I don't know that meme either.
All right, then I'll have to send you guys a couple examples of it. It's pretty fucking funny. Okay.
All right, so let's go down the Star Wars list. You got droids. Nobody watched droids. It was a fucking
Saturday morning. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I remember even a thing. They even made some toys for it because that was in the 80s. Ewoks, again.
That explains it.
Dude, what toys did they make of Star Wars? Let's be honest. They made a Jango Fett with a magnetic head that could detach for the...
Yeah, that's cool. Ewoks, again, that was a Saturday morning cartoon to try to sell like squishy plush toys to girls try to make Star Wars appealable to girls. Nobody cared. They also made some really bad movies, one of which had Wilford Brimley in it. The Clone Wars, brilliant, great.
Yeah.
Can't say anything bad about it. Like, it's
which one?
The animated series and the Genndy Tartakovsky series, which is also fantastic.
I want to watch the Clone Wars, but I don't know if I should start at the first season or not. Because I've heard that, like, it's a children's show, and then it turns serious, and I go, well, should I start at the kids' part, or should I go, like, season two or three?
Here's what I would do. I would watch the original animated shorts all together, which if you can't find, I actually have on DVD. I would watch that and then decide if you want to watch more Clone Wars, because that gives you the gist of kind of what you're in for. Okay. Rebels, brilliant, great. Again, kids show, but they tackle a lot of interesting stuff, introduce a lot of characters that have now been brought into live action. Resistance, never watched it. Who gives a fuck? Mandalorian, great, fun, kind
you
of.
You have an entire bathroom dedicated to it.
To Grogu, yes. I do have. I have a Grogu room. Yes.
I would love that.
Now I know, definitely need to.
The Mandalorian, I think, is responsible for the modern TV, the rebirth of Star Wars on TV, because they did the show and it did really well. You know, I'm sure COVID had nothing to do with that. And it spawned them, started doing all these other stuff. Book of Boba Fett was fine, not great. Have some problems with it, but it was fun. It was good. It was basic. Book of Boba Fett was basically like Mandalorian season 3.5. I mean, that's really what it was.
Yeah, basically.
Bad Batch, fantastic. Every season has like two episodes you could just toss out. They're like, well, why did they even bother doing this? But Bad Batch is brilliant. Just so much emotional, so much character development, so much. For the first time, that's like, I don't think they've ever shown really that transition between when the Republic ended and the Empire started and what that meant. Like, how did society change? How were the clones pushed out and abandoned? And how were enlisted troopers brought in? What was that like? What was the change in society? You know, when did suddenly everyone had to register their DNA in order to do any kind of galactic commerce and travel? Their chain toad, if you will. So it explains what that was like, which it's really interesting. Visions, again, brilliant. You know, throw like 8 episodes, give 8 different creative artists and studios a chance to tell their own version of a Star Wars story that doesn't necessarily have to do with any other characters, with all different visual mediums. So it's just fun. It's really interesting stuff.
Yeah, and I saw a lot of like samurai stuff too.
Yes, the samurai stuff is amazing.
Okay.
Obi-Wan, okay. Obi-Wan, I love it because I loved you seeing Ewan McGregor back. It's got its problems. It has it's the shit that it retconned that I don't love, but at the same time we got, what's his name back in the Vader suit. We got some brilliant interactions.
You don't know
between
James Earl Jones?
Oh, fuck you. but wow. There is some really powerful, brilliant emotional parts in that. And there's some stuff that is just like, really? Okay. I guess it's a thing. Andor, can't say enough about Andor. If you don't give a shit about Star Wars, but you want a gritty, dramatic, like just emotional drama that's in a sci-fi setting, watch fucking Andor. It's a grind. Like, you got to get through like 6 episodes before anything really happens. But like in the first 5 minutes of Andor, the title character fucking just straight out murders 2 guys. Just murders them. And he's supposed to be our good guy, right? And so Andor is the brilliant telling of how, the rebellion, the good, they're not just like noble, bright good guys. They had to do awful, horrible, terrible things. They had to make awful emotional choices and stain their souls to bring about this. Rebellion is dirty. Rebellion is bad. And this is their story, right? Tales of the Jedi is just fun. It gives us a lot of backstory and stuff about, characters, their younger days. You know, we get tales of a younger Count Dooku when he was still the Jedi Knight. We get tales of young Ahsoka, like where she came from and stuff. That's fun. Young Jedi Adventures, never watched it. Kid show, probably, whatever. Ahsoka. Much like Obi-Wan, Ahsoka is just like, oh my God, these characters that existed in Clone Wars and Rebels, they've brought them to life. They've made them real. I am so happy that this exists. They have made this, you know, fucking live-action Chopper. So good.
Thrawn. Like, that's amazing just in and of itself.
Live-action Thrawn, yes, but they should have spent the CGI budget to take the pot belly of the actor out.
There's a picture I need to find for you, Elliot.
Yeah, that just spend the money. If you did nothing else, you change nothing about the series. Just spend the CGI, take Mags Middles, whatever the fuck his name is, take his pop belly out and make him like, you know, svelte like Thrawn should be, and then I'm happy. Shoka's it's good-ish. It's both stuff that I want to see and just like, really? Okay. At the same time, and Stargate again. Who gives a fuck about Stargate?
Wow.
I like the movie.
Oh, the movie was great. Although the movie would have been so much better if they hadn't tried to sell toys and had given it like a hard R or even at least like a PG-13 rating instead of making like they dialed all the violence and stuff down because they wanted to try to sell toys, which did not work because nobody bought the fucking toys.
Now, why wouldn't people want to buy Stargate toys?
Right.
Everyone's just so mean to Stargate. They haven't done anything.
I want to like Stargate. That's the thing. I want to like it because you literally have like these aliens like I am a god and they just shoot them in the face with a fucking P90. It's like half the episodes. It's great.
Yeah, like or they offer humanity
stories.
Hey, look, they also taught us we could do the same thing. You know, we could kill aliens with a baseball bat in Signs.
Oh God, Signs. Are we going to talk about M. Night Shyamalan? Because I'm going to need more alcohol.
I'm just going to leave it at that because I need to fuck off.
Hello, and welcome to the M. Night Shyamalan podcast.
Yeah, but before I sign off for the episode, I would just like to point out I won.
That's the important thing.
Right. I am, of our little collective, I'm the Uber nerd.
Yes, you are, Elliot. You're our Uber nerd.
Yes, I am. I'll be swinging my Uber nerd dick all over.
At least buy me dinner first.
Keep it to yourself.
All right, I'm going to sign out, guys. You have a good one.
Bye.
Another one they accidentally made about Star Wars. Yeah, okay.
Hey, everyone. Haleon did in fact push the wrong button and he stopped the recording and then didn't leave the Discord chat for a good 10 or so minutes. Thank you for listening.